Yeah, I'm with the Irish manager, Roy Torrance. We've shared some wonderful days in Irish cricket. Here's another one.
Oh, definitely. Holland set the tone for us last week. Scotland done well, but this is the icing on the cake here now. This is twice we've beaten Bangladesh, once the 50 over and once the 20 over.
Overall, a very good performance by Ireland, and Niall O'Brien got the runs when you needed, but he also took the wickets when we needed.
Yes, Niall O'Brien was magnificent batting, and of course Kevin, his brother, finished it. But Trent Johnson also, I thought, played his part. He bowled magnificently.
Where does this rank in Ireland's victories over the years, do you think?
Well, it has to be up there with the game against Pakistan. You know, we were under a bit of pressure here because people were actually saying that we were a team to watch here. So, it's up there with the best of them.
And you as an Irish manager must be very proud of your players.
Oh, very much so, because I see the commitment and the effort that these boys put in the long winter months, and it's paying off here now, thankfully.
And the thing is, you're going on. You're into the Super 8s now.
Yes, we're into the Super 8s now. It's a fairy tale again, the shades of 2007.
All right, well, I hope to get one of the other Irish players as well, Jeremy Bray, if I can actually go up to him. Jeremy, if you have a quick word for us live here on the BBC. Jeremy, what a day.
Mate, unbelievable. Started from the first wicket and luckily held onto it, and I think we just kicked off from there. I think we kept on taking wickets, and that was the big thing. We obviously realised what a dangerous side Bangladesh are. You know, they could easily, as I said, they got 180 against Australia there. So the most important thing is we just, stuck to our plans and took the chances that came along. Unfortunately, the last over didn't go as well as we would have liked, but, Nobby and a few of the boys put their hands up with the batters. Unbelievable.
Overall, terrific performance with the three disciplines, as your captains keep saying over and over again, the fielding, the batting, the bowling, very good. Restricted them to 136 and won well in the end.
Well, yeah, exactly, big time. As you said, the three disciplines, that's the... I think if we're going to compete against the big boys, you got to, three disciplines has to be done properly, and we did it today, so it was fantastic.
All right, see if I can grab a word with perhaps Niall O'Brien. Niall, perhaps the hero. Well done, Niall. Well done.
Cheers, pal. No hero, man. We're all heroes. Every 15, all the players, great job. All the coaches did a great job. It's a fantastic win today, a proper win.
Presentation's coming up very shortly, but a great day for you, yeah?
And the team. Great day for me, great day for the team. Irish cricket, bit of a dodgy ankle at the moment, but...
How's that ankle?
Yeah, it's not great, to be honest. I had a crack, so we're not really sure what's going on there. But, yeah, brilliant day for the lads. Irish cricket supporters again. Fantastic day, man. Love it.
And on to the Super 8s. Well done, now.
Thanks.
Okay, that's Niall O'Brien and some of the reaction down here, Simon, to the Irish victory, beating Bangladesh. Bangladesh go home, Ireland go on. Yeah, how you doing? That's great. That's all you need? Okay, talk to you in a bit. Yeah, will do. Thanks.
Hi, John.
Hello, brother.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
How's that feeling?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. We're getting used to it. It's the problem.
It never seemed at any stage in that game that Ireland were going to lose it, because it looked like very controlled, especially towards the end.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work. At the end of the day, we're still, very inexperienced this form of the game, but we worked really hard over the last couple of weeks. We've taken a first year of real, beatings, but,